Yes, sir. Then the business always bothers me some anyhow. Yeah, I might get him. Good at him. Really good at him. Oh, did you see the Captain Pinkley, Zeb?
Yes. I see him.
Well, is he going to give us a loan?
No, he said he couldn't do it, Zeb. Said he was too sick to write out a check. He's got the gout.
Gout, huh?
Yeah.
He don't write checks for his feet, does he?
Yeah. I don't know what we're going to do, Ed. Most of them bills have got to be paid with a fuss the next month and no fooling about it. You see? Well, they'll just take the old store away from us. That's what they'll do.
That's that.
Yeah. Hey, you call up Uncle Jake?
Yeah, I called him.
Well, what'd he say? Did he say he'd let us have some money?
Yeah.
He did?
Yeah. He said no. Yeah.
Oh, man, he goes to what did he say? Did you get the money or didn't you?
No, I didn't.
Well, I didn't know, Dad.
I heard you.
Yeah.
I asked him for it, and he said no. But if he said yes, I'd have it.
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, I've got to put through the loan. Well, let's see.
Who can we call up?
Yes, sir. We must be someone that you know. Hey, listen. Call up old man Stilsenheimer. He ought to loan it to me, Dad. You know? We give him enough credit to store here.
Well, you call him up. See, I'm busy stacking up some empty boxes here for Kindlewood.
Now, listen here. Never mind the Kindlewood. Never mind that. It won't have no sense to pay for them, don't let you know. And then it would burn fast. Well, are you going to call up a person, Henry?
Well,
what's your number? 472-22.
Don't know it. And I've got Central here. Hello?
Hello?
What in time is the matter with it? Hello? Ah, shut.
Ain't no use of that, man. Get in the game. Go on in.
Hello?
Yes. Of course I want a number. What you think I'm testing this goddamn thing for? For exercise? Well, don't get fresh yourself. We're going to Corn Center. Corn Center
222.
Corn Center 222.
No, I ain't kidding, Matthew.
And call your number. Well, the first number is 2. You got that?
2. Yeah. And the second number is 22.
I said the 2-2.
I'll just tell you one something, Hammer.
I say I ain't tooting at you.
Schultenheimer.
I'm tooting Schultenheimer.
Oh, you want to talk to Schultenheimer.
Hello? I want to talk to Schultenheimer.
Yeah.
Now, hurry up about it.
Give him a good, strong talk to him. Tell him he just got to have a loan. No two ways.
Hello, Schultenheimer? Yes. Now, this is Ed Peters. Say, I want to get a loan. I want to get a loan.
What'd you say?
Said, why not go in the back room and lock the door?
Hello?
Tell him to get this kind of loan. Tell him.
Hello? I don't mean I want to get a loan. No.
That's right.
I mean I want to get a loan.
Oh, no, we go. Can get away from here. Give me that phone.
Yes.
Hello? Mr. Schultenheimer? Hey, this is Jeb.
Yes. Say, Mr. Schultenheimer, Ed didn't mean he wants to get a loan like a loan, No. He means he wants to get a loan when he gets a loan. Hello? Hello?
I'm sorry.
Let me help you pile them up again.
being a case to keep quiet and the fellow's phoning.
Well, I couldn't help it, Jeb. This fella come busting in here and knocked over these boxes.
Yes.
I told him to look out.
Well, what's he want? I'm simply looking for Smith. Now, is he here?
Smith.
Smith,
is he? Is he, sir? Never heard of him.
No. Not Izzy Smith.
Well, Izzy who? Izzy who?
I didn't say Izzy.
I said Izzy.
Well, who? I told you, Smith.
Well, how do we know whether he's Smith or not?
I'm not asking you whether he's Smith. I'm telling you he is Smith.
Well, what about it? What about it? You come in here just to tell us he's a fellow the name of Smith?
Certainly not. I didn't come in here to tell you there is a fellow by the name of Smith.
Now, well, then, what is his name?
I told you. Smith.
This fellow's just trying to make a couple of fools. All right, Jeb.
Yes.
Let's send him out.
Yes. Now, you look here, mister. You're going to show him to me
now. Just a moment, please.
Yes.
I'm not trying to make fools out of you. I'm looking for a gentleman by the name of Smith. They told me that he might be in here. Or, if he wasn't, you could tell me where he'd last be seen.
Last what?
Been seen.
Well, if I introduce him, didn't you say so in the first place? Right in the face. Have you got a bottle to put it in?
Bottle to put what in?
To bring it in.
But I don't want any bending.
What do you want? What do you want? And who are you anyhow?
I just told you. I'm looking for a man named Smith. And that happens to be my name, too.
You say your name's Smith? Smith?
Yes.
And you come in here looking for yourself, huh?
Well,
come on, Jed, let's put him out.
Now wait, now just let him out.
Let me alone.
You know, the Corn Center of Glory Review.
I represent the Phoenix Productions. I happened to be driving through here the other evening and caught the show. It's in Markov. I can't find Hector Smith.
Now, just a second.
Yeah.
Hector Smith don't own that picture no more.
No, sir.
We own it.
Yeah.
No, we took the license to it from the first.
Yes, I noticed that.
We own it. Lock, stock, and barrel.
Thank you.
We bought it.
We did.
Get that bill of sale.
Yes.
You own it? Ah. And I've been chasing that fellow Smith around for 2 days. Now, why is... Say, here. I'll buy that picture right now. Sign this contract.
Well, just a minute now. How much you going to give us for it?
I'll give you $150,000 down. $5,000 royalty for the first week. And $5,000 for the second week.
$5,000
royalty for the third week, and... Great God,
what happened to him? He's fallen into those boxes.
Yeah, he fainted.
The dad, Dandy,
fainted.
Well,
Edgar,
some water. Quick, get some water.
Wait. Never mind the water. How much for the fourth week?